There have long been complaints about the sound of Robinson Auditorium, especially as it's the home of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. This is a recording of the ASO there in 2010. Many visitors have identified dead spots, parts of the hall where the audience couldn't properly hear the orchestra or all the instruments. That's why the facility has been gutted and is being rebuilt inside the existing structure. Philip Mann is conductor of the orchestra.
I think one thing that surprises people when I talk about this renovation is the scope and scale of it. For those people that have long-standing memories of attending performances in the Robinson, if you're sitting in that orchestra level right in the middle, that floor doesn't exist anymore. That floor will now be 36 feet below that, almost down on the harp level. And for our intents and purposes, it's a new hall. It's a new space. It's a new home for us. And I'm thrilled for our state and I'm thrilled for our orchestra.
Mann says it's been a collaborative effort with those overseeing the restoration, working with the orchestra, along with acoustical experts, to make sure the design of what's about to be built will provide the best sound possible.
To the city's, and especially the mayor and Gretchen Hall's great credit, they involved me from the very beginning, even to the extent of flying out to New York and meeting with architects and acoustic engineers and things like this. They really have listened to the tenants and what our respective needs are.
Gretchen Hall is CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, which manages the auditorium. Standing outside the construction site, she said there are a lot of nuances to consider.
All of the details on the finish work, of course, have an acoustic attribute to them, whether it be wood, whether it be the type of plaster used, the carpeting, everything is a fine detail with how that house will perform for the acoustic.
In particular, they're wanting to make sure the symphony will sound good.
One of the key pieces to providing a great acoustic house is the volume. And so that was really the underlying reason why we dropped that stage all the way down 36 feet. It gave 36 feet of volume and height in that house, and it was really needed in order for that sound to circulate through the house.
The hall, in a way, is, if you think of the end of a trumpet or the way the shape of a violin, the hall is designed to reflect sound from the stage to the listener. But then there's also the physical proximity that we're excited about, that the seats will be generally closer to stage.
While there are best practices for building an auditorium that sounds good, it's still not an exact science. Mann notes there are plenty of modern, carefully constructed venues that didn't live up to expectations. To allow for tweaking of the sound, he said there will be variable components built into Robinson Auditorium that will be modified to find the best sound.
The new Robinson will have an acoustic tuning period where once the hall is done being built, we still have to tune it. We still have to tweak things here and there. It might mean changing reflective surfaces, adjusting certain coverings on things, whether it's flooring or the positioning of people on stage.
The renovated auditorium will feature a new conference center on top of the structure and a new entrance on Broadway. It will also allow the facility to host productions that it couldn't in the past, thanks to an easier loading entrance. Gretchen Hall is confident Little Rock voters who approved the project won't be disappointed.
It's going to provide a wonderful acoustic experience for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra that is home here. It's going to be able to attract larger and newer Broadway productions, and we're excited about that. And then, of course, the conference center is going to be used for all kinds of meetings, events, and activities, and so that's going to be kind of the new modern face to the grand historic structure on the south side.
The renovated Robinson Auditorium is scheduled to open in November 2016. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.